So tell us, why did you do this report?
Well, we've been partnering with the IBM Center for the Business of Government over the course of the last couple of years to look at what agencies are doing to use analytics to improve their program management. And, you know, big data analytics for simple minds like myself, it's really just using data, statistical analysis, predictive models, and other sorts of fact-based approaches to management to drive decisions and actions to make sure your programs are effective. And with budget cuts on the horizon, sequestration, a very real threat in the minds of many managers, we just wanted to identify some very basic, practical examples that leaders could take to build this approach into their agency's decision-making process.
Now, we should say that you're releasing the report tomorrow, and I know you're pretty tight-lipped about some of those recommendations right now, but tell us, how did you go about studying this and going to the agencies and collecting your own data?
Well, basically what we did was we tried to identify some of the agencies we understand by virtue of reputation who are doing a really good job. And then what we did was we invited them to participate in some focus groups. We actually held 4 focus groups representing a cross-section of agencies in a mix of roles, managers, program staff, and analytics staff. And then we talked to them about, you know, what is it that they're actually doing to use analytics to drive their decision-making. And what we found was really quite interesting. We were able to identify some concrete steps that leaders can take to build this approach into their management, how leaders can adopt this into their everyday business practices, and really making sure that, you know, they get the people piece right. Because a lot of times, when agencies use analytics, it can feel like a blame game when, in fact, it's used as a learning opportunity in the most successful agencies. And so we've wrapped that all up into a set of, you know, sort of insider strategies that agencies can use to sort of perfect the art of analytics.
And you mentioned the word leaders a couple of times. Who exactly do you hope will read this report?
Well, I hope it's, you know, frankly, leaders at all levels of the organization. We produced a report a couple of years ago on analytics that was really geared towards the senior-most leaders. I think they would benefit from this report, but even more so, your first-line managers and supervisors who are responsible for program execution and implementation. This can really help them figure out how to drive improved program performance because, look, every single federal program is under the microscope now.
I'm speaking with Tom Fox. He's Vice President for Leadership and Innovation at the Partnership for Public Service. We've all heard of data analytics by now. It's a type of buzzword. When you went about and did your research, did you find that people, no matter what their field of expertise, were required to do some of these data analytics type of skills? Or is it really something that only a subset of federal workers have to deal with?
It's a great question. You know, there's certainly some expertise in order to do data analytics effectively. You not only need the quantitative and analytical skills, the statistical analytical skills, but you also need to be able to translate that data into information for decision makers. But it's really not only the purview of those individuals. It really is requisite for program staff generally, and certainly the leaders of those programs to be smart on the use of analytics, because with programs being under the microscope, it's essential that you're able to demonstrate some bottom-line results within the federal government, not only to your senior-level decision-makers, but to the employees that you're working with. They want to know that the work that they're doing is really having an impact and benefiting the American people.
Now, I remember when Data to Decisions 1 came out. That was just last year. How has the situation changed in the federal landscape on this issue of data analytics since you released it? That report.
Well, and hopefully, although this is the sequel, you know, it's a strong sequel. It won't fail to impress. I think what we've seen just in the year since we've produced that report is that agencies are becoming a lot more comfortable with the use of analytics and becoming a lot more nuanced. And for those who haven't adopted before, you know, they're jumping in with both feet and saying, you know, we're not going to let the perfect be the enemy of the good. We're going to collect as much data as we can, use it to analyze our program results, and figure out what we can do to continue to improve things. It's really quite heartening, just given how important it is that these programs deliver results.
So you're going to release the report tomorrow at an event. Give me a little bit of a preview of what's happening.
Yeah, so it's actually going to be quite a great event. So for those who don't have time to read a report, you know, coming to the event tomorrow morning I think would be a great help. John Kamensky from the IBM Center for the Business of Government will moderate a panel of, you know, real-world federal leaders who are dealing with these issues day in and day out. We have an expert from FEMA, one from TSA, and we have one from the Department of Treasury, and they're going to talk about the techniques that they use in a roundtable format in order to get things done and really drive their program effectiveness.
And are you working on part three of Data to Decisions now?
Well, not yet, but I have no doubt that that will be coming. You know, the scrutiny that federal programs face will only continue to heighten as budgets become more and more constrained, and so we sincerely hope we can do that.